Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
You know how they have those on TV, the don't take the Celebrex because it just suppresses the immune system?
Right.
Well, these spike protein vaccines do the same thing. They are immune suppressant, which is just amazing to me. Basically, it's going to suppress people from being able to fight off cancers.
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's great to have you back. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor, Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, and Chamath Palihapitiya. What do they have in common? They're all billionaires, and they're all also investing in cryptocurrency. Yes, even the richest in the world choose to invest in the future through crypto. Just as when there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on cryptocurrency and other issues, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. So if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest, you get the security of knowing you're investing with a US-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to mydigitalmoney.com. And now back to the broadcast. Hey, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv here with a very, very important inflation, hyperinflation, precious metals, and crypto update. We're also going to talk about the forced vaccination plans of the FDA and Pfizer. Absolutely disgusting. Back on the line right now is the founder of Trade Genius, Bob Kudla. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Sean. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. As we're having this conversation on the 27th of October, there is a meltdown happening in crypto. We can talk about whether or not you think that's an opportunity or a harbinger of maybe things to come. But first, I really want to start with inflation. And as Jack Dorsey tweeted just the other day, hyperinflation is here. Now, where does Jack Dorsey get off claiming such a thing? Well, for those who follow the guy, and he kicked me off Twitter, so I'm not a fan, he does own a little thing called Square. So he has real-time data, real-time financial data that we're not going to get anywhere else. And he's saying hyperinflation is here, Bob. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a technical term, hyperinflation versus stagflation. But I will say that he's probably right on a longer time frame. Now, hyperinflation is coming to every other currency around the world except for the dollar. And then the dollar as the reserve currency will have to fall by the wayside for us to have hyperinflation, because we require anybody that trades with us to trade with us in dollars. So when the trading between nations collapses, then the dollar's at risk. Until then, we're all going to, in the United States, absorb a lot of stagflation. But if you're in other currencies around the world, you're in deep weeds. He's not wrong.
What do you make of what I think is now being widely acknowledged as a 5.3% inflation rate? Now, what I'm hearing from people in the know, people that really are going to be honest with the American people that don't work for the Federal Reserve, the number is actually far higher than 5.3%. But you know, the Fed would like people to believe it's around 2% inflation. What do you think the actual rate of inflation is right now, month on month or year on year?
Yeah, we see it closer to 15%.
15%?
15%.
Well, that's in line with what Michael Saylor over at MicroStrategy has been saying. And that's why he got out of dollars and into Bitcoin back in March. He's more than doubled his company's position financially by being in Bitcoin. And that's the case he makes. He says, had they stayed in cash, the cash on hand would have gone to zero over the next 5 years.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong. You know, I didn't know he made that prediction, but you can determine it by looking at the average increase in rents. Okay, that gives you a good proxy for the inflation and so we're definitely there, and it's accelerating right now, Sean. So, you know, now with energy taking over the mantle from rents, you know, we're going to see that embed. The scary thing about it is that, you know, it's an acceleration curve. People don't realize that. You know, it's not 15% 1 year. Next year, if it goes 15%, you know, you're not up 30%, you're up 35-36%. And so, you know, it's not going to take long before we basically are going to run into a situation where you run out of buyers, because you have sensitivity. Price has a sensitivity, you know, demand does, right? So if price, you can just price people out of most things. And what I've been telling people is the industries that are what's called non-essential and services are going to collapse first. You know, and you get, those are the kind of things like, I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to go to the massage parlor. I'm going to pay for my kid's private tutor, my kid's private lessons for sports, those kind of things. I'm going to go to the gym. Those things will all start going by the wayside. And that's where you're going to see the cracks. You'll know that hyperinflation or stagflation or whatever you want to call it, you know, it's going to roll into a deflationary collapse when the services industry start seeing profound unemployment. We're going to go from we can't find enough workers to there's no jobs. And you're talking that's a good 30% plus of our GDP, Sean. So it's going to be a big deal.
You mentioned rents, and you give me your thoughts on this. Last night on the local news in the area where I live, there was a piece done about what's being put on the ballot here coming up in the election cycle. Rent controls, trying to cap the rise in rent to 3% a year. They're going to have people vote on this. So when you start to see things like that, capital controls, rent controls, the government stepping in to try to tamp down inflation, that is really a sign of the beginning of the end, is it not?
Yeah, look, we're repeating the 70s like it's almost scary, the matchups. So, you know, they had whip inflation now buttons, they had wage and price controls back then, and now they can try to do it again. Look, when you start, no matter how much I hate that rents are going up, is that you're going to create an environment where you're going to create a shortage. And then you're going to go from, I can't find a place to live because I can't afford it, so I can't find a place to live. And so they're just, it's going to lock more and more people out. And you're going to have, it's not going to end with rents too. You know, in France, they're already starting to try to curtail, energy costs. They're starting to try to pay people for higher energy costs. So it's going to, they're going to try to do it over in the energy side too, Sean.
Well, let's talk about silver and gold before we talk about cryptocurrency and before we talk about the forced vaccination of free human beings. So there's this clown that works for Goldman Sachs. His name is Jeff Currie. And he has been out for the past year or two talking about the fact that there is no way that anybody could corner the silver market because of the paper market, because of the ETFs. Now, he has openly said in interviews, the ETFs go short. That's why there can never be a corner of the paper market. Now, he and others widely acknowledge that there's far more paper than there is precious metal, 100 times at least more paper than precious metal. And to my way of thinking, for those who are in silver at $24 an ounce, if you multiply that by 100, once the backs are broken of Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and the COMEX, you're looking at $2,400 silver. Is my math right on that in a world where there's $60,000 Bitcoin? I don't think that sounds insane.
No, not at all. Look, it's so hyperly, suppressed. Look, we have, they try to they tried to do this with platinum and palladium, and the Russians held back supply. And I think we had a double within 90 days on those metals. And then Putin opened the floodgates back open again. And that was not even, that paper market was not nearly as suppressed as what they do with silver and gold. Yeah, look, I can easily see it. You know, if you try to calculate the pay the debt off with gold, you're looking at gold at $80,000+, right? So whatever the 17-to-1 ratio is, at 80,000 divided by 17, basically, 1/7 the price, right? That's where silver is going to sit. So it probably is going to be even higher than $2,400, John. You're probably looking at closer to $5,000.
For silver?
For silver.
Yeah, I know that sounds insane, but people need to remember that this money printing is absolutely out of control. As we're having this conversation on Wednesday, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, these others, these cryptos, Polkadot, they've all been smashed, but that's after a very, very, very healthy run-up. And here's the point I want to make regarding dollars. The number 11 cryptocurrency right now is Shiba Inu. Have you heard of this one?
I own it.
I own some of it as well. And I've doubled my money in that position over the past week, actually up 160% in a week.
Well, you doubled it over the last night.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Is that trading at 6,700 Satoshis right now, 7,000 right now? It just ripped.
Here's what's insane about this token. Okay, guys, the total supply that could come into fruition is a quadrillion coins. So the thing trades at fractions of a fraction of a fraction of a penny. But a lot of people are getting into this thing instead of Dogecoin. I'm not recommending Shiba Inu. The reason I bring it up is because when you think about the Fed printing trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars, it reminds me of the total supply of Shiba Inu. I mean, these people are literally destroying our currency right before our very eyes.
Yeah, and look, I think that's why you're seeing, I think there's a bifurcation now, Sean, is that, if you're under $35, you're very comfortable speculating in the cryptocurrency markets, Bitcoin and the alts. If you're older than that, older than 50, you're still gold and silver and stocks is your main thing. And I guess there's a middle area there. But I think people are very comfortable. Look, I think the younger generation hates centralization, but they hate it for a different reason why we do. And so they don't trust the governments. They don't think the governments have done anything for them. They haven't. They've caused everything in their world to cost more than they can afford. And they enjoy the speculation that these digital assets provide them. And it's hard to argue with them when, what Bitcoin consolidates from being up to 65,000 now, it's not having a bad day, even though only down 2%. And then Shiba Inu, all they did was just people just shift it right over and some 66% today. I just laughed, when that happened. And I think people are understanding that you're in the stock market world. You can own Mara, you can own Riot, you can own Hut. You can own BTBT, you could be in the game and there's more coming. And so now there's an asset that's a non-banked asset for people now of all ages and all persuasions now to participate in this digital asset that, look, I think it's a side-by-side on the dollar. And then, if the dollar can't keep going, then, these are going to be ready to go. So I think they're awesome. People say, hey, crypto's holding gold and silver back. I don't believe so. I think what will happen is once the banks can't absorb any more of the paper, gold and silver will just fly up there anyway. It doesn't mean, people, it doesn't take money to do it. You can just see it. All you have to do is stop the suppression and prices will fly higher. You can go from gold, $25,000 with just one contract there. So it's not like it's going to take a lot of heavy lifting once the suppression's off. So I think it's game everywhere. I just got a buy signal on platinum and palladium. And so we started adding into that area yesterday. So I think it's going to be game on across the board. I consider platinum, palladium, silver, gold, Bitcoin, and certain alts all considered to me as the non-bank assets that people are going to need to hold as financial currency as they debase this thing into oblivion.
let's stay on crypto just for one more second. And just a cautionary tale for anybody who wants to jump into Shiba Inu. I just want you to understand the supply here. When I said it trades at a fraction of a penny, I want you to have perspective on this thing. For Shiba Inu to go to one penny, it would need to have a $5 trillion market cap, which is right now five times the market cap of Bitcoin. So I'm just pointing this out because a lot of people, a lot of retail money, young people are piling into this thing because it looks so cheap because the supply is so vast. So for a few thousand dollars, you could buy, I don't know what it is, 50, 100 million of these things. So that's why people are piling into it. So with all that said, let's stick with the granddaddy of crypto, Bitcoin, and I guess second fiddle would be Ethereum. Where do you see Bitcoin ending up this year? Do you see it going far, far higher? I'm in for the long haul. What's your take?
Yeah, no, look at it. I mean, we did a double top. We're pulling back. It's a classic cup and handle formation, Sean. So our view is that here, I'm going to pull it up real quick while we're talking. I have my target on here. So just give me 1 second while we get ready here. When I'm looking at Bitcoin here, is that once we break out of this consolidation area, is that, you know, I'm looking at probably, you know, anywhere the next step is between $74,000 and $84,000. And my personal year-end target is the $84,000 area. And then Phil, my partner who trades this stuff all the time, thinks it could probably break 100K. Remember, Q4 is very Bitcoin friendly. And they're going to get some of this legislation passed at some point here very quickly, Sean. And I think that's just going to put more pressure on fiat and more money is going to slide over into the crypto world. So yeah, I don't think this is over by any stretch of the imagination. You know, we could fall probably down to, you know, anywhere to $53,000 and still be in a realm of consolidation from this awesome move we had off of 27,000. So okay. I'm still very bullish. If it gets below 52,000, then we can have a conversation. But until then, looks like a normal a consolidation to me.
Well, the reason I bring up Bitcoin from time to time with you is because I believe it is a canary in the coal mine. It is the only asset, in my view right now, that is not highly manipulated by the Federal Reserve and the banks, the criminal banks like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Gold and silver in physical form have been bastardized by the paper that's out there. And in terms of Bitcoin, there will only ever be a total of 21 million. They can't create more in a paper market. Now, they may try to manipulate it with the futures. Do you find that shocking? Now, of course you shouldn't. I don't. That the criminals approved a futures ETF, but they haven't approved a spot ETF?
Yeah, I think that's coming. You know, and I think you'd be an idiot trying to short through the they can't do what they're doing to Bitcoin that they're doing gold and silver, because you know it's deflationary, it's low float, meaning that most of it is stored off, it's not being traded, and it doesn't take too many people to be able to blow out anybody who's short in the futures markets. So I think it's a fool's errand for them to get too short on this thing. And then I think the spot ETF is coming, and then it just will end the whole futures game. Because you know, right now they can settle in dollars, they're going to be able to settle in Bitcoin, and people are going to migrate over to that.
Right. Well, again, I bring it up from time to time because some of the smartest people in the room have changed their minds about Bitcoin over time. One of them is Michael Saylor. Another one is Paul Tudor Jones. There are many, many people who are respected investors who are now long Bitcoin and see it going far, far higher.
Hey, Rand Paul said it could be the world's reserve currency.
Say that again?
Rand Paul did yesterday. It could possibly be the world's reserve currency.
Who said that? So, Rand Paul?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? The politicians are uttering these things now. Well, look, it's the only check we have left. I mean, these people they're spending us into oblivion. And I think we're going to see it in a year from now. And I think that's when people's eyes are going to probably come out of their heads.
As we're having the conversation today on Wednesday, it appears to me that Coinbase has been down for some period of time. Do you want to try on your end? Can you get on to Coinbase.com?
They're not showing any trades to show at the moment. on Shibu Inu. They shut Shibu Inu down.
But can you even get on Coinbase? Because I'm getting an error has occurred page.
Well, I'm in because I always have it on. So let me try to refresh to see if I get kicked out.
It's a volatile space, guys. And I think if you're ever going to dabble into cryptos, this isn't financial advice. But I would, if you decide to dabble in that space, buy and hold. Buy and hold is the best way to go when it comes to these things.
Yeah, and if you're going to trade it, you buy on pullbacks. They're shut down. You buy on pullbacks. You don't chase the FOMO, fear of missing out. These things will always pull back. I remember when it was trading 65,000 last year, and people were saying it's going to the moon, and we're like, oh, it looks a little stretched to us. You'll be able to buy it back, and look what happened. It got all the way down to 27.5, 27.6, and we were able to load the boat back up. So these things are volatile, which is a blessing if you're a good trader. So, we never advocate, trying to chase these breakouts because you can get your head handed to you.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. You know, you just said something that I need to follow up on. If you're a good trader, and Trade Genius comes to mind, do you want to just briefly describe how you help people make money despite volatility, or how you use volatility to your advantage?
Yeah, I mean, we love volatility because it gives us opportunities. So what we have done is we've created a couple of pretty effective algorithms that we converted into indicators, and it looks at money flow and it looks at trends. And so what we do is that we buy when we see money flowing into the asset, and then we'll also buy on pullbacks as long as the trend is still intact. And our indicators simply give us the buy and sell signals. And we do that across the board, crypto, stock market, options trading, so on and so forth. And how we help traders is that if you join us, no matter what room you want to go in, the stock room, the crypto room, is we have courses already set up for you right away. So you can go through a series of 20 courses. They're like vignettes, 3-4 minutes, basically describing what is trading and stock market, to how we trade, why we trade, why what we do works, how to do it. And then what we do is we have chat rooms open. We communicate with us or other traders. And then we give you access to our indicator. So this is no guru-based business, no black box. You're not waiting on Bob's lips. We have the indicators set up in there. You can pick a stock that you like. You can see when to buy and sell yourself. And then we also will give trades out every day too, to stuff that we see that we like, that we're trading, and we pass those on. So we try to get you in the right fishing grounds, teach you to fish, but at the same time, we'll throw you trades while you build your confidence or you're getting up to speed on our system. So it's a really effective system. We've been doing it a long time, since 2015. And it works. We're very consistent. Doesn't matter what the market's doing. Okay. So there's always opportunities. And even more so if you're talking crypto, because now you have these MAR and riots and these different assets on the stock side. You can hedge your crypto positions if cryptos are consolidating or moving down. And so there's a lot of ways to make money no matter what the market does. And if you allow, we're doing some specials, Sean, for your listeners, as always. On the 30th of October, if you buy in one of our bundles, you get 65% off. It's already pre-discounted. Stock market, stock and crypto, or crypto, or there's a couple other ones out there you can pick and choose from. And if you don't, you just want to pick and choose, just use promo code Halloween, and you get 40% off anything that's not already pre-bundled or discounted. So it's a good system. It works really well. We're a good group of people. We really, really try to help people. We're absolutely rational. So, you know, you don't get the crazy Lambo talks or, you know, to the moon or any of that crazy stuff. This is a business. We're trying to help you make money. And we want to teach you good tools and good practices and make you a successful, confident trader.
All right. I'll leave the link below to Trade Genius if you guys want to dabble with that. Let's move on to vaccines. So Project Veritas just uncovered. See, here's the thing. I like to point the fingers at the Democrats as being pure evil, because what I see from all of them is them doing exactly what we see happening in Australia and New Zealand. They want to make this country a hellhole. They want to turn their states into hellholes where if you don't take the experimental vaccine, you don't get to have a job. And what do we see, thanks to Project Veritas? Insiders in New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's campaign openly admitting he's going to mandate vaccines after the election. He just can't say that now because then he might not get reelected. Bob, do you find these people to be as disgusting and deplorable and arrestable as I do?
Yes. I think they're they have nothing to do with healthcare. It has everything to do with them trying to be involved in a very, very, very dangerous social experiment of trying to rejigger the world in the eyes of progressivism. And they're using this as a long-term problem for them to continue with what they're trying to do. It's a joke.
Well, it's a sick, sick, evil, satanic globalist joke, because to add injury to insult, the FDA advisory panel just unanimously approved the Pfizer quote-unquote vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. Bob, kids ages 5 to 11 don't die from this thing. Most don't even get sick. And this vaccine is so terribly, terribly dangerous. In fact, I had a soundbite and I can't find it right now, but somebody on one of these FDA panels, a man saying, we need to get this thing rolled out because that's the only way we're going to find out if it's safe and effective for kids.
I mean, that borders on medical malpractice.
It's madness.
I don't even understand how that's not just freaking people out, you know, that you can offer something that can kill a kid. And it already's proven that it, you know, myocarditis is not just like getting like the flu for an extra couple of weeks. It kills 50% of the people it gets within 10 years. It's a big deal. And the fact that they're just poo-pooing it is just beyond me. You know, we shut the swine flu down when, 25 people died? And now we have, 5,000 have died in the U.S.?
15,000. North of 15,000, according to theirs.
15,000, yeah. It's crazy.
Well, it's so evil because, just to point out this fact, evidently on that FDA advisory panel, I think there were 17 people, maybe with the exception of one, they all have direct ties to Pfizer. Either they worked for Pfizer, they lobbied for Pfizer, they were funded by Pfizer, they were given grant money by Pfizer. Every single one of these people is absolutely corrupt. And now they're going to push this thing on kids, and the demonic Democrats will eagerly comply. The fake president says they're going to roll out 28 million of these junior needles, these little needles to the kids, ASAP.
Yeah, I think it's awful. It's awful. I can't believe it. I mean, so far my daughter has avoided being vaccinated. She thankfully works for a company that's not requiring it, you know, but she's worried that more and more of her life's going to be taken away from her. She lives in California. And so she's freaking out about it. And, you know, she knows what's at stake there, but at the same time, you know, she's like feeling like she's compelled to be part of society. And, you know, it's sad to see what they're doing to people. Awful.
Yeah. They're trying to coerce people into taking an experimental mRNA transhumanist gene therapy. And we'll finish up the conversation with this tidbit. Horrifying testimony coming from the Stu Peter Show. He was interviewing Dr. Ariana Love, who says, now you've probably seen some of this footage, Bob. Are you familiar with the hydras that are being found in the experimental vaccine? I don't know if you've seen that. These are tiny little hydras, biological entities, which are said to be immortal. They don't die and they can self-replicate. Evidently, researchers are finding hydras in the vax, which is transfecting human beings. And Dr. Ariana Love says CRISPR-Cas9 and BLAST technologies are being used. I don't even know what all that stuff is. I've heard of CRISPR. But she says the hydras multiply when they encounter graphene oxide. Now, if I remember to do it, guys, I'll leave a link to that below. You can listen to that testimony from Dr. Ariana Love yourself. But if that's true, Bob, this plot is even more nefarious and evil than maybe we imagined just a few months ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was a big non-believer in that, you know, that this wouldn't be like all over the news that people are absolutely trying to kill us. And now I'm not so sure anymore. You know, and it's not just that. These spike proteins, they know travel. And they also know that it's like an ACE2 inhibitor. You know how they have those on TV, don't take the Celebrex because, you know, you potentially can get cancers from it because it just suppresses the immune system.
Right.
Well, these spike protein vaccines do the same thing. They are immune suppressant, which is just amazing to me. And then, you know, basically it's going to suppress people from being able to fight off cancers. And they don't know that it can't do any of these things because they've never done any long-term studies. And we're one big petri dish, and which is just amazing to me. And that nobody's pushing back, or not enough people are pushing back on this thing to say, hey, this is no longer a crisis of people don't understand. We need to sit back and evaluate this thing.
Yeah. And what's very scary about what could be coming here in this next quote unquote flu season in the winter is the fact that these people, according to researchers, those that have been vaccinated, their immune systems are being absolutely decimated, destroyed. That's why these criminal big pharma companies are pushing the boosters. Can you imagine? You've taken a product that has destroyed your immune system. So now the evildoers say, well, you need more of the product because we've destroyed your immune system. So this will help. It's just total madness.
Yeah, well, and we have data that says otherwise, and we don't even know the cumulative effect of this. And also why we keep saying the same booster when they're worried about different variants, right? Aren't we supposed to be chasing a new variant? I mean, they can't even use logic. You know, they're going to keep boosting people until they reach some sort of toxicity. You know, how much more can people put this stuff into their bodies? Okay. You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me, you know, that we allow something that is not even raising the death rate of the annual death rate of society, that we allow these people to do this to us.
Yeah. Well, final word about the experimental vaccines and the FDA advisory panel approving the Pfizer quote unquote vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. I was listening to Mike Adams' latest situation update today, and I think he hit the nail on the head. He's absolutely right, Bob. He says, this is it. There's no turning back. This level of evil is it. If we allow our children to be targeted essentially for death by Big Pharma and the FDA, that's it. There's no turning back for this country. This has to be the line in the sand. We must resist this evil.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can justify not even just the vaccine, man. You could justify an emergency on anything now. You know, where's the limit placed on the executive officer of any municipality? They could declare anything. There's no objective standard that the government is holding itself to say we could have or have not. They can say homelessness is a crisis. 40% of people have to give their homes up, right? I mean, you know, it just, you pick the problem. It goes well beyond health, you know, and I think they picked health for a lot of reasons because people are afraid to die. So you could probably coerce people into doing many things, you know, to ameliorate that fear. Yeah. So, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And just a final warning to folks, I keep reading this in interviews recently because I want people to understand, spread this far and wide. Please inform your family, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. Under emergency use authorization of medical products, the FDA claims this. This is from FDA.gov. And I'll quote, although informed consent is generally required under FDA regulations 45, it is not required for the administration or use of an EUA product. Did you hear that, Bob?
Yep.
Under emergency use authorization, the FDA says no informed consent for you. That's why they won't reveal the ingredients of this toxic poison. And that's why they're getting away with this to a large extent. All right, my friend, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you. And we had no video today because I know you're on a trip and the technology was not cooperating. But we will leave a link to Trade Genius below, Bob. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Have a great one.
You too. And friends, I want to thank each and every one of you again. I will try to remember to leave that link to that Stu Peters interview with Dr. Ariana Love. I posted it on my site, thephaser.com. So if I forget, just head over there and check it out. We appreciate you guys. And a special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news 24/7, guys, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
But what they really want, Sean, is they want your consent to their offer of contract so that you can enter the transhuman corridor where SynBio will be brought into your body to overwrite your natural biological programming.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.